This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, rock and roll superstars. If you're 5 years old, hey, hey, it's the Wiggles.
But first, Generation X, Generation Y, baby boomers. Seems like every few years we name and brand a new generation. But how much do people really change from decade to decade? In a study out this month, a psychological researcher has done a kind of cross-generational comparison that has never been done before. Reporter Elise Spiegel has the story.
As far as stories of the Greatest Generation go, Saving Private Ryan is pretty standard. You know noble self-sacrifice is on the menu the minute you hear the solemn tones of the trumpet. And sure enough, 2 minutes later, there's Tom Hanks, squinting into the morning light, offering steady advice to a boat full of men in fatigues. The following 170 minutes are devoted to the well-tread idea that this was a group of men with uncommon personal strength, a generation of square-jawed determination. But are the members of the so-called Greatest Generation really so different from we poor schleps born after the invention of the hula hoop? Or is that idea, that earlier generations were somehow different, simply gauzy nostalgia, and human beings are equally noble and selfish, introverted and extroverted, no matter our time or culture? How would you even begin to measure personality differences between generations?
I am a special person. If I ruled the world, it would be a better place, and I can live my life any way I want to.
This is San Diego State University psychologist Jean Twenge reading from a list of questions on the Narcissistic Personality Inventory, a 40-item personality test that's been used since the 1960s. What Twenge has done with this test, and a raft of other personality scales featured in her new book, Generation Me, has never been done before. By using a computer program called the Web of Knowledge, she tracked down every time a given personality test, the Narcissistic Personality Inventory, say, has been used over the past 40 years. She then poached the data from the study and used it to construct a real cross-generational analysis of personality. The advantage of this method was that she was able to compare people who took the exact same test at the exact same age in different decades. She looked at everything from altruism to anxiety in, she claims, 1.3 million people, and her results are surprising.
I believe that there has been a fundamental shift in several personality traits across the generations.
Take, for example, self-esteem. Twenge looked at scores from a test called the Rosenberg Self-Esteem Scale. Apparently, the Rosenberg has been passed out to college students on a regular basis since the 60s. So by comparing the scores of students from the Kennedy administration to the Reagan era, Twenge was able to document that there have been real and substantial increases in self-esteem. Likewise, she says, narcissism has grown. And says Twenge, there are changes in even more basic personality traits.
In personality research, it's fairly well agreed that there are a big five personality traits. Extroversion and neuroticism are two of those traits, and those are two traits that have both shown a standard deviation shift.
In fact, according to Twenge, it's hard to find a personality trait that hasn't changed.
I'm trying to think if there's anything I looked at that just was completely flat, and I can't think of anything.
All of which has led Twenge to this pretty startling conclusion.
When you were born has more influence over your personality than the family you grew up with.
To be clear, it's not that parents don't influence the personality of their children. Twenge says genetics plays an enormous role in determining how people turn out. But according to Twenge, studies of twins separated at birth consistently indicate that family environment accounts for at most 5% of variance in personality traits.
They found that over and over with twin studies and other sources that individual family environment really doesn't explain much variance. And in these studies that I've done over and over, that generational change tends to explain 10 to 20%, in other words, 2 to 4 times more variance than the family environment.
But Robert McCrae, a well-respected researcher who spent a career studying personality, is skeptical of Twenge's findings. He points to years of his own cross-cultural research on personality, which suggest that not only is generation not that important, but something as basic as culture hardly makes a dent.
We've got data from over 50 cultures around the world, and one sees the same personality traits everywhere. There are some slight differences, but they're fairly small.
In other words, no matter what Twenge's research suggests, people are simply people. The Same Old Thing, From Rome to Richmond, Virginia. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.